This is Negi speaking. I would like to use the PowerPoint slides to talk about the second quarter highlights, and this is a summary. Sales up 12%, operating income 13% up, and excluding amortization of goodwill, 12% growth in terms of profit. Pre-GAAP showed a 9% growth. We don't provide a quarter forecast, but in the first quarter, the number was a little bit weaker than the annual plan. There were several major projects that we could not close at the time, which was one of the factors, but in the second quarter, we managed to close them. For the half of the year, the landing is in line with the plan. I will talk about the details later on, but corporate business is doing well, and the consumer business is not doing as well. Here you can see the progress against the plan, and currently the progress is in line with the budget. This is the list of numbers on US dollar basis. By region, this is indicated in Japanese yen. At the constant exchange rate, North America growth looks a little bit weaker. As we explained in the previous quarter, up until last year, tipping point product sales was all accounted for. But now we have distributed that to various regions, and Europe is the biggest part of that. So 17% for Europe is a little bit high because of that. If we were to adjust that, both North America and Europe would show double-digit growth. In Asia, we have a high growth rate. Nothing to comment on this slide, and this is on the constant currency basis, how the revenue growth has transitioned over time. After the peak of a tipping point acquisition, we have seen some decline, but it's growing once again. This is sales by segment. The situation is as we expected. Consumer in North America is continuing in the negative territory, but for enterprise business, we are seeing double-digit growth. Tipping point sales adjusted basis, we are seeing double-digit growth in all of the regions. Hybrid infrastructure protection. This is our strategic product, network security and a cloud security combination. 21% growth was seen in sales. 11% growth was seen in the first quarter, and the full year forecast was a 20% level of growth. So again, we are coming back to our forecasted level. For user protection, 7% year-on-year growth has been observed. This is already matured market. And considering that, we believe that this growth rate is quite high. In terms of growth rate, Cloud Edge is the biggest contributor. This is for SMEs, cloud appliance sold in Japan, and Mr. Omikawa will explain about this business in greater details. So appliance sales is doing very well in this quarter. And this is the sales by region, pre-GAAP sales. Again, at the constant currency, the situation is the same. North America growth seems to be weak because of a weaker consumer business and also because of the fact that the tipping point sales has been distributed to other regions. But once that is adjusted, we are actually seeing a double-digit growth in North America as well. And this is a summary slide. Enterprise business, 15% growth, and a pre-GAAP, 13% growth for enterprise. In the first quarter, this was only 5%, but in the second quarter, we are seeing a very healthy recovery. And this is the referred revenue balance, which is showing an increase. And I would like to skip this slide and go to the expenses. In this quarter, What I should highlight is the second one from the top, selling and marketing. Compared to the previous quarter, we have seen a big increase in this expense. Large events. In relation to customers and partners, we had some global events, and that accounts for a big proportion of the sales and marketing cost. Yellow is salaries and benefits. This has increased according to the headcount growth. There was no factor of increased share price, but the salaries and benefits have increased because of the increase in headcount. This is a pre-GAAP versus total cost. Moving on to cash flow, 14 billion. And this is a 1% increase, but this is actually the best number on a quarter-to-quarter basis for Trend Micro. We have a very healthy cash flow situation. Headcount, increase of 156 for the second quarter. Sales, research, technical support. In all of these divisions, we are seeing a growth. We also plan to continue the increase of headcount in sales and marketing in order to sell more products throughout the world. We will be opening new offices and also strengthen our sales activities in North America. And the technical support will have to increase as our customer base increases. For admin, we are seeing an increase because when we have new hires, until they're allocated to certain divisions, they have to stay within the admin. So the admin itself, a headcount has not really increased. In the next quarter or in the following quarter, these additional headcounts will be shifted to other divisions. There's nothing to comment on this slide. Moving on to highlights and lowlights. I have already covered this. Growth in enterprise business has improved, and appliance business. Until up to several years ago, we didn't have many hardware products, but looking at this quarter's result, the sales is up. And the profit margin has also improved. It is a profitable business now, and operating cash flow, as I mentioned, has achieved record high. Lowlights, of course, exist. Decrease in consumer business. Appliance business growth is a good thing, but because this is a hardware-based business, cost of goods sold has increased. So in this second quarter compared to the previous year, about 30% growth in cost has been seen. And this is the half-year result, as I mentioned before. Compared to the annual plan, progress is in line with the expectations. This is the total of the first and second quarters, so I don't think I have to explain any of these slides. And in terms of expenses, again, nothing of note. Forecast has not been changed so far. Second half forecast remains the same as what we had planned in the month of February. That's all from me, and I'll be happy to entertain questions later on. Thank you very much.